Goanna are back in Tassie. In fact, at the end of the week, they're at the Princess Theatre on Friday night, and it's all part of their Spirit of Place 40th anniversary. And I'm catching up with the front man, Shane Howard. How are you?
I'm good, Jules.
That's good. It's great to talk to you. First of all, I did see you at the halftime entertainment at the AFL Grand Final. Good job. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I'm old enough to go, I walked out onto that ground with 100,000 people watching, and I went, I'm really going to, I said to everyone before, just enjoy yourself and soak this in. This doesn't happen very often in your life, and it was an amazing experience.
Shane, getting out in front of a crowd that big, as well as being televised, do you ever get nervous?
Yeah, of course you do. You always get nervous. This far down the track, like before we went out on the ground, we went through the song with Christine and Emma Donovan and Tasman and Rose and Mars, of course, all the band. We went through it in the dressing room, and it was beautiful to sing it through all together. It was very close together.
Yep.
And, you know, we talked about the fact that we knew what we were doing. We knew why we were there. All professionals, you know. And that we were there to represent those people whose voices had remained unheard for a long time.
Yeah.
And for all of those old people who never saw justice, a lot of those old Aboriginal people. And so we sang loud and we played strong for them.
Yep, awesome. Well, Solid Rock, of course, is one of your big hits, Razor's Edge, and that's all from Spirit of Place, a 40th anniversary celebration of your debut album.
Well, yeah, what a record. It's funny, Jules, after the demise of Goanna, and then I said about in the late 80s, I said about my solo career for the last 40 years, and, you know, 14 albums. But in my shows, I do Razor's Edge and Franklin, the Franklin Flow and Solid Rock, but I jettisoned all those songs from that album. I don't know, I guess they felt like they were youthful, naive kind of songs that belong to a different kind of era. But, you know, this far down the track, as an older man, going back and listening to that record, I think it's true for Rose and Mars and Graham, the other members of the band as well.
Yep.
I fell in love with that album again. I fell in love with its youthful optimism. I fell in love with its incredible sense of, there's a lot of light in the record, a lot of joy. And, you know, with all those songs, they sing for the little people. They're all having a hard time.
Yep.
They're all trying to make something of their life. They're trying to go somewhere, get something together. Razor's Edge, Solid Rock, everyone's struggling to Factory Man. Everyone's trying to make their way in the world. And
that's quite appropriate for nowadays then, isn't it, Shane?
Well, it is, Jules. It's really lovely to... It is beautiful to go back and revisit that record. And... find that it's as solid and strong now in its intended purpose as it was back then.
And it's great to have you back in Tassie too. I think Tassie has a special place in your heart. How much time have you spent in Tasmania?
Well, too much. I think I'm banned now. it's one of my favourite. It's really one of my favourite places in the world.
Yes.
It's rugged beauty. It's, you know, you've got mountains. You know, wild. It's wild country. It's There's just this sense of so much that's been lost from the mainland. Where we live in southwest Victoria, the Otway Ranges, when Goanna set out, we were a Geelong band, and down the Great Ocean Road, we did lots of benefit concerts to save the Otway Forest from being logged. And we watched them from my childhood right through to my life. I watched them dwindling and diminishing. So much so that it's very hard in southwest Victoria now to have any sense of the wild.
Which is sad, isn't it?
It is sad. And you have little postage stamp areas. And what I love about Tassie is that we're only across Bass Strait from you.
Yes.
So the same, your vegetation's really similar.
Yep.
That temperate forest that exists in the Tarkine is exactly the same that exists almost in the Otway Forest.
Yep.
You know, we're only cut off from the rising seas 12,000 years ago. So it's, the orange-bellied parrot still makes its way across Bass Strait. The Cape Barren geese used to do the same. So there's this, we are related, we are connected. Aboriginal people would have been able to walk across from our country to northwest Tassie. We are And in many ways, Southwest Victorian people have a very similar mindset to Tasmanian people too. It's a regional kind of mindset.
Yeah, and, totally. Well, it's going to be great to have you back. Tassie's looking forward to having you, Shane, as well as the rest of your band members with Goanna. It's this Friday night at the Princess Theatre. I've got a double pass as well. Shane, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jules. And look, my wife and I love Tassie so much, and she has connections there historically. We're staying for a week, and so many great friends down there as well.
Hopefully,
so put the billy on.
We'll bump into you then.
Great, yeah, put the kettle on.
Good on you. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, Jules.